Friday was cutdown day at Dolphin Camp, so a lot of faces that we've gotten to know the last couple of months are on their way out. Wide receiver Devon Bess, a guy who's been here for a few years now, talks about what this day is like.
It's a bittersweet feeling. You know, obviously everybody here had to go through it at some point in their career, but hopefully the young guys can take it as a learning experience. You know, you can either do two things, and you can be motivated by it, or you can go in the tank. And I believe most of the guys that were released were quality players, so I believe they will have second opportunities, and really just to make the most of it, man, because nothing's promised.
Not all the news today was centered on cuts, though. There was some very good news. His wide receiver, Brian Hartline, who missed all of training camp with a leg injury, was out there at practice. Here's what he said about having to miss so much time.
Oh, it's been awful. I mean, I think between, you know, a combination of the personally and as a team, I mean, it's a whole new era. So I want to be a part of it, and to, you know, start 4 weeks late or even shoot it, go back to April, you know, so it's a big year for me and the team, and it's been hard.
As mentioned, great to see Hartline back out on the practice field. We'll see if he's out there for week one at Houston a week from Sunday. Lots of coverage on Dolphins.com of all the cuts and roster moves. It'll be a big weekend of roster shuffling around the National Football League. No holiday weekend for NFL executives. Keep checking back to Dolphins.com and the Finsiders.com for all the latest coverage. I'm Jesse Agler. This is Finsiders TV.